the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you were to become the nominee of your party, sir, you would almost have to put a conservative, a real... I know you say you're conservative yourself, but even to the right of you, on your ticket.
Well, that would preclude, of course, Rick Santorum. Because, I mean, look at his record. I find it interesting that he continues to describe himself as the real conservative. This is the guy who voted against right to work. This is the guy that voted to fund Planned Parenthood. This is the person who voted to raise the debt ceiling five times.
So is that your way of saying you would not put Rick Santorum on your ticket?
It's my way of saying that Rick Santorum is not a person who's an economic conservative to my right. I'm saying I'm a conservative. I give him credit for being conservative, but not a fiscal conservative. His record does not suggest he's got the fiscal conservative chops that I have.
That's Mitt Romney explaining how much more conservative he is than Rick Santorum. So where do we start with this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show? We talk about the two primaries, one in Alabama and one in Mississippi today. Also caucuses in Hawaii. Doug Steffen with a welcome in. Let's go to Fox reporter Jenna Lee with Stephen Hayes from the Weekly Standard. They talk about the rumor that Newt is getting ready to bring Rick Perry on board as his running mate.
A new report suggesting Newt Gingrich is now considering former rival Rick Perry as a possible running mate. Sources close to the Gingrich camp tell our very own chief political correspondent, Carl Cameron, the two sides are currently holding talks about a possible Gingrich-Perry ticket. Now, Perry's office was releasing this statement this morning saying, quote, Governor Perry thinks Newt Gingrich is the strongest conservative to debate and defeat President Obama and truly overhaul Washington. The speculation is humbling, but premature. Our next guest doesn't call it premature. He calls this a bit of a gimmick. Gimmick, Stephen, why is that?
Yeah, it just feels like a gimmick to me. I mean, it's not the kind of sort of fortifying move that a presidential campaign would make, in particular because Rick Perry struggled to gain the support of many Republicans and conservatives across the country when he came in as a front runner. He had a very strong beginning to his campaign. He raised a lot of money. And then because of his performance in debates, largely raised questions about his ability to serve as president. It's not the kind of thing that a campaign looking to make a national move would do by suggesting this linkage between Governor Perry and Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to say it, but I'm going to go for it, Stephen. 999. Sometimes gimmicks work, right? Sometimes they make us talk a little bit more and there's a little bit more buzz and they become something bigger than when they started.
No, I think that's absolutely right. The problem is, what's the long-term possibility for something like this to work out? I mean, I think Newt Gingrich has been very smart to focus on gas prices. I think we've seen the country is focused on gas prices. Republicans in primaries are focused on gas prices. His prescriptions are good, but it seems to me that he's done it in such a way that smells of gimmickry. You know, he's got the $2.50 placard on the podium. Those are the kinds of things that people say, well, I don't know how he's going to get it to $2.50. If he were just talking about gas prices and lowering gas prices, that would be one thing. But $2.50, there's no way for him to actually deliver on that.
Well, something has to fit on that bumper sticker, right? If the Republicans are going to come out, whatever it's going to be, whether it's two names or it's a slogan or something like that. So what are you watching, Stephen? I mean, when you're looking for pair-ups or alliances, is there something that you are watching as we get closer through the or further along through this process and closer to November?
Well, it's interesting. I would say the story of this primary campaign on the Republican side this time has been that endorsements and close associations with otherwise popular politicians haven't really worked for people. Mm. You can cite the example of Nikki Haley in South Carolina. You can look at Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota. You've got a series of examples where endorsements just haven't mattered in any kind of serious way just by putting one name next to another name. I think the hope here was to create some additional buzz to get people to look at Governor Perry and say, look, there's a strong Southern politician. This is somebody who, if he's associating with Newt Gingrich, we should also associate with Newt Gingrich. It just feels to me a little gimmicky.
The primaries and who you're voting for and who ought to win and who ought to lose, that's next as we continue with this at the Talk Radio Review headquarters.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy
your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go.
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Grandpa! Hey, there he is.
What up here? Sit down.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Talk radio on the air everywhere. Here are our hosts, Doug McKelvin and Debbie Monteroy, talking to CNN's Candy Crowley about another set of primaries and how a week after Super Tuesday, we still don't know who the nominee is.
We've got Super Tuesday out of the way, and nobody's winning, really.
Not the super things coming up, yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I think that most anybody you talk to at this point is going to say Mitt Romney pretty much looks like he's going to be the nominee. But he's not going to be the nominee easily. This is going to be, you know, sort of an ugly win in the sense that it's just going to take a while. I think what you will see coming up with the Southern primaries that we have on Tuesday is a fight between Santorum and Gingrich. What Santorum wants to do is get Gingrich out of the race. And the South is not the bailiwick of Mitt Romney, so he just wants to place enough to pick up delegates and keep the edge that he has in convention delegates.
Yeah, that is a funny fight. It's a, hey, drop out of the race. No, you drop out of the race.
Exactly.
I don't know how they solve that one.
Well, and they don't. You know, it's just such a personal decision to drop out of a race. That's why they never set real bars, although Gingrich has come pretty close. And, you know, they people stay in the race for a lot of reasons. And, you know, in the end, now that we have this outside money that can help a campaign and these, you know, super PACs that run parallel to campaigns but can't work in coordination with them, but people can pour money into it, and they can keep campaigns alive that in previous years would have died for lack of money.
Now, let's talk a second about Mr. Gingrich. There was a little story the other day about he and his wife had been out late in the evening and ended up closing up a little hotel bar, which looked more like it was in the lobby of the hotel, frankly. They were just
dancing
the night away. Now, what's up with that, for heaven's sakes?
It's hard not to look at things like this through a political prism and say, this is the warm and fuzzy Newt Gingrich. And as we know, there's been a lot of talk about his marital status. This is his third wife. He's openly said that he's cheated on his previous wives. It's the South. They don't look too kindly on that. He's in a race in the South. So you could put a political spin on it, or you could say, you know what? They're tired. They're out all day. They decided to dance. I'm a political junkie, so I go for the first explanation.
Here's Taco's Linda Lopez with James Homan from Politico.com about the problem Mitt Romney may face today in Alabama and Mississippi.
What's the basic reason Mitt Romney, who looks like he will be the nominee, isn't doing better in these states in the South?
Well, and he's perceived as a moderate candidate. He actually did well in some of these places 4 years ago when he was against John McCain, who was considered the moderate back then. And he's not a Southerner by temperament, by nature, by a lot of his issue positions. He governed in Massachusetts, and he's had a hard time taking his message down there. He's in a race against Newt Gingrich, who carried Georgia on Tuesday, represented that state in Congress, and Rick Santorum, who appeals more directly to blue-collar voters, which is a lot of the South. But it's a huge problem for Mitt Romney that he could potentially become the nominee without winning any of the states in the party's geographic base in its core. And that's why he's spending more money than anyone else in trying to win Mississippi and Alabama. He has establishment support down there. He's spending today in Mississippi. He's going to be down there a lot. And he's flooding the state with TV commercials and mailers because he wants to break that streak of not being able to win a southern state.
And even though he's perceived as the moderate candidate, he has spent a lot of money, as you said, articulating the message and talking a lot about how his positions are really firmly on the right. Why hasn't that connected with voters in the South?
He's perceived as a flip-flopper, Linda, that people see that he shifted over time, and one of his big challenges is authenticity. That's what people really like about Rick Santorum, is they may disagree with him, but they think he's real. And Romney is trying hard to sound as conservative as he can, but he has his eyes on the general election. Because he knows he's ultimately almost certainly going to be the nominee, he doesn't want to go too far to the right. And his unwillingness to say some things that to throw the red meat that the Southerners want to hear causes him problems.
And Mitt Romney is supposed to have the electability. That's what we hear about him as a candidate. But if he is doing not well in all of these southern states, is that problematic for November? Does that mean states could go to President Obama instead of the Republicans?
The Romney folks aren't worried about that because they think ultimately the South is going to fall in line behind whoever the Republican is. They try to spin it as a positive because you can almost take the South for granted. A state like both Mississippi and Alabama are absolutely not going to be in play. If either in play, Obama is going to win a 45 or 50 state landslide. Mississippi is the most conservative state in the country. So they're going to ultimately vote for the Republican. They're never going to vote for Obama. And the Romney folks say that they'll come around once it's obvious that he's the nominee.
Okay, we better spend some time on Afghanistan, and we'll do that next year on the Countdown.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This unbelievable story, the root of the story is Afghanistan and why are we there? The president said, we're not getting out. Well, here's host Bobby Gunther Walsh talking to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania about the shooting this weekend. And word from Afghanistan that they want the shooter turned over to them.
I guess I'm going
to
get your reaction on this. I don't know, you might not know as much about it as you'd like to know, but this is a shooting in Afghanistan. A soldier, United States soldier, shoots Afghan citizens, turns himself in. Your reaction, and then, of course, the Afghan government wants to try him in Afghanistan. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't have a lot of details, not much more than what you just described. Obviously, it's shocking and appalling and just, probably doesn't have an explanation like these school shootings that we've had. You know, what do you make of it? It's obviously terrible. Most directly, if this is all true, and there's plenty of reports about it, and as you say, he turned himself in, these were women and children that he was methodically murdering. So just a terrible, terrible, incident. I don't think that we should turn him over to Afghan authorities. We have a policy and we have an understanding with the Afghan government that we bring our own people to justice when they commit a crime. This is an appalling and horrendous crime, if it is, in fact, what it appears to be, and this man has to be subject to the full discipline of the military justice code.
So the sad part is he's put his fellow soldiers in, really.
What he has done is, it's just appalling. You know, it's very hard not to believe that there will be future deaths, if only from the unrest that's likely to result. Americans and perhaps others. It's just unbelievable. It's unspeakable.
Talk radio callers and your reaction to the situation. Here's a sampling of calls about Afghanistan.
I think that, you know, it's time for us to get out of Afghanistan. I think, you know, this is just never going to stop. We're just going to get in worse trouble as the longer that we're there. Like Ron Paul said, I believe we need to stop policing the world, and we should come home and worry about our people back at home that are homeless and they're, you know, needing jobs and stuff like that. I think you should get that, slowly start packing and, getting out. You know, there's no need for us to be there any longer. Just, send home the troops, I don't know how many are there right now, but send them in, a few thousand here and there and get them all back home.
I was absolutely sick when I heard that story this morning. It was the first thing I heard when I woke up. You know, not only is this a shock to the people Afghanistan, but I think that our relationship with this country is now just unrepairable. I mean, just completely unrepairable. It is definitely time to leave. And also, I wanted to mention that this is going to be a bigger issue when these veterans come home, because they're going to be suffering, many of them, from this delayed stress syndrome, and they will be ill-prepared to face just regular life here at home? And are we prepared, you know, as a society to treat them, or are they going to just completely overwhelm the system, you know, with these soldiers who have obviously emotional issues to deal with? So I think we really have two issues on the table here: what happened in Afghanistan and the repercussions of that, and what's going to happen when these soldiers come home.
This is a really sad story, but the reality of it, all the soldiers are not bad people. I really believe that this soldier was sick and it was a time bomb that could happen. And what bothers me the most is, how did this soldier get out with his weapon loaded in the middle of the night and just go to the houses? Where the guards? Why do they not stop this guy? I mean, it tells me something, that the soldiers themselves, they're not controlling their bases. Because if anyone can get in and out with a weapon loaded like that, then there's something wrong with that picture. But I tell you this, this is happening. These soldiers are very, very emotional. It could happen any minute. They're tired. They've been doing this for years. They haven't seen their family. But I really feel sorry about those families who lost their children. Because at the same time, this could happen. If this could happen in our schools in the United States, it could happen anywhere.
Up next, more calls on the situation there and what we ought to do. Are you ready to get out? 800-510-8255 when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, I'm 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis, inviting you to celebrate the 35th birthday of the Hershey's Track and Field Games. The games provide fun and easy ways for kids to get active and learn about the importance of living a balanced lifestyle. To find a local event near you and to download a free run, jump, and throw birthday party kit, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com. I challenge your family to turn an afternoon into a fun, active adventure. To get started, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com.
Do you take Viagra? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at $18 a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering's fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Afghanistan is what we are talking about here. 800-510-8255. Send your comments to us at Doug@DougStephan.com is a good way to send them. Follow us on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. Afghanistan still in the situation that we've been describing the past 24 to 48 hours. The massacre of 16 civilians, including 9 children, by this rogue U.S. soldier or soldiers. Rumor floating around, there's more than one. I'm not sure there's anything to that, but it's interesting. I'm just telling you what the stories are, reporting on what appears in the news, and then you comment on it, because that's what News Talk Radio is all about. This is a summary of what is the focus of a lot of great News Talk Radio programs and stations and hosts that we listen to and monitor all around the country every day. The country's parliament condemns the attack. Hey, we went over there to help you guys. Calm down, will you please? This is not obviously somebody. Wasn't the original side of this? I'm trying to remember back. It's been so long. It's the longest war we've ever been involved in. So it is, in my mind, it's a cloud as to whether we were invited over there to try to figure it out or we just went over there looking for Osama bin Laden. The staff sergeant who carried out the killings and then turned himself in has not been identified. He was described as a 38-year-old father of two who had been serving on his fourth combat deployment in 10 years. The first three were in Iraq. Officials also said the soldier had suffered a traumatic brain injury and had problems at home before he went back to Afghanistan. What in the name of God is he doing in Afghanistan, or even anywhere with a gun, if he had a traumatic brain injury? What kind of leadership? What are these people thinking about that are running? Why do we need, most of the time, I'll now go back to an experience I had when I was in Iraq. I remember talking to a number of people, as a matter of fact, because I was allowed to wander around as I wanted to on the camp, so I did, and I talked to four or five soldiers who had post-traumatic stress, they said to me, what are we doing here? Why are we here? They were washing the colonel's car and cleaning up the garbage in the back of the mess hall and stuff. Like, what do we need to be? What are we sending people in uniform to do those jobs for? Why? Especially if they have problems. You muster them out. It would seem anybody would know that has got any common sense whatsoever. And people say, oh, you don't understand. Okay, help me understand. Robert in Kansas, what do I need to understand about Afghanistan from your point of view?
Doug, I'm just not sure why, as a Christian nation, we do feel bad about loss of life. But where's the outcry when our soldiers were killed over a book that was desecrated by the inmates already? I understand that it's their
religious I think there's been plenty of outcry about that. I don't know what you mean. There's been plenty of talk about
it. I don't think there was.
Well, I don't know what you were listening to. If you're listening to the same stuff that I am, I heard day after day after day after day, it seemed like we did something to accommodate whatever their traditions were, and it was ill-received. It's like the bottom line here is, Robert, that we can't do anything right over there, so we should get the hell out of there. There's no reason in the world. Obama says, oh, we can't make any, this massacre can't make us stay. We're more determined to stick with his plan. What is there? He doesn't have any real military background. He certainly doesn't have a lot of great military advisors around him. So what's his big plan? He says we can't rush to exit. It would endanger America's interests. Please, 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 please tell me, what are America's interests?
Yeah.
What are they?
It's not understood, and I do agree with you.
Yeah.
The sooner we leave, the better.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Sean in Oklahoma, up next with your thoughts.
I think I have a solution to end some of these wars, especially the ones of choice. I am a father of four, and I don't say this lightly. I think it's time to reinstate the draft and take some of the pressure off of the families of the small amount of people that are serving in our armed forces. And I think that people will think twice when the wrong senator's son or daughter is killed in war. And it's very serious. And I think that I pray for all those who have been hurt and all the innocents. And I am sorry to the Afghan people. I apologize personally. And there's nothing I can say to heal your pain. But you have my prayers. There needs to be, this story does not need to be just pushed aside for basketball or, you know, game shows. I think there needs to be some concerted effort on this serious topic. And consider the four families, the family of this soldier. There needs to be some relief for the families, and continued tours does not seem to be the answer. In fact, it seems to do the opposite. And I think if we're Americans, we all need to share in the glory and in the pain.
800-510-8255. John in Virginia, what do you think we need to be thinking about?
You're dealing with a situation where people are tired of this war. Yet some of these same guys want to go and go attack the Iranians. I really don't think we need another war of that nature, and it's not going to be an easy job. If you think Afghanistan was fun, you ain't seen nothing yet until we get into it with the Iranians. Specifically on Afghanistan, I don't think this is going to have the ramifications that the burning of the Koran did. Some of this stuff has happened in the past. It's not going to be good, but it's not going to be as bad as the business about the Koran. Secondly, I think we made a strategic mistake once we got rid of bin Laden. I'm not saying right then, okay, we achieved our goals and we are now in the process of transitioning out. They never quite made that connection, which I think would have helped us in a withdrawal strategy over the period they want to withdraw.
800-510-8255. John thinks we need to think twice before we bring the troops home from Afghanistan and send them to Iran. Let's just bring them home. What do we want? Let Afghanistan serve itself. 800, what's the lesson here in your mind? 800-510-8255. The dogs of war, easy to release them, harder to bring them back. Bernard in Chicago, please go ahead, sir.
I want to say is I think this is all a planned strategy from the election of 2000 that the Supreme Court handed us, and it's going on with Libya, Syria. I want to ask you, how many people in this country have died from Afghanistan heroin, and how many worldwide? I think this 19 are just a drop in the bucket. I would bet thousands in this country if you'd call up the local police stations and check it out. I just feel it's part of the plan, everything that's going along. I mean, I just think that the silliness. Now, Afghanistan, they can't have us stop the heroin because that's the money that they're gaining. That's keeping their economy going.
800-510-8255, part of the plan, the killing of the 16 Afghanistanis near the base in Afghanistan is part of the plan. The outcries now continue, the violence continues, and what's the strategy? I was interested in what the Republican candidates had to say. Gingrich and Santorum suggested, in light of the incident, the U.S. may need to change course and reexamine our role in Afghanistan. Duh. 800-510-8255. What kind of leadership comment is that? Frank in Chatsworth, California. You're up next on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Doug, I don't know if you're familiar with the Trans-Afghan Pipeline, but
yes.
I always believe that that is the lure or the carrot that is, whether it be the United States or the Soviet Union, it's always been the interest, I think, of those involved for getting involved in Afghanistan.
So is it being built?
No, it is not being built, actually. It's just, in theory, the Chinese are behind it, the Chinese company. And
so we should send more of our soldiers out to help the Chinese. There's an idea
spoiled.
That makes a lot of sense.
That would be spoiled. Yeah. Spoiled. It's a spoil.
All right, thank you. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
800-510-8255. What say you? The comments continue on Afghanistan and why we're there and the situation with the military. Mitt Romney says, and he has repeatedly, that he wants to see American troops brought home as soon as possible. Criticized the president for declaring the details of the exit strategy. Yeah, that did seem as a question. News about the murder spree in Afghanistan and what happens after that. 800-510-8255. I've seen reports on Reuters that suggest as many as three American soldiers who appear to be drunk were the ones responsible for all of this. The 16 people, 9 children, 1 soldier surrendered, but the other 2 are at large. This sparks this continuing conversation about why we are there. The Taliban is in control. They vow to avenge the killings. You keep the Taliban running or going because you're using certain drugs. The 60% of whatever the Taliban is producing is aimed at hurting Americans. That's why one of their motivations for doing it is that they know Americans will buy their product. What's the lesson here? We didn't learn our lesson in Iran, so we didn't learn our lesson in Vietnam. We didn't learn our lesson in Korea. It just goes on and on and on because, as I said a few minutes ago, those quote-unquote dogs of war, remember that movie, The Dogs of War? They control, they spend, they got your congressmen, they have your senators, they got the president, and they got what they want. Anita, in California, you're from a military family, I understand.
You know, right now this is becoming to be a losing point, and I really believe, I mean, it's unheard of a sergeant conduct in this sense. I have a family of different ranks that were military, retired sergeant majors, my father. And then, you know, just to say they need to investigate, because I'm hoping that politics is not involved in this, you know, meaning, you know, is there someone out there just retaliating or whatever? I really do pray for the families that are innocent, and I do pray for the military guys out there and women. You know, they're going through it. And so I know how hard it is. Like I said, my brother's retired also, my father. And, you know, and they I've never heard of any of this conduct in, you know, since I've been around military. I worked overseas before, you know, for the government over in Italy and Germany. And I mean, you know, I've heard of retaliation, you know, towards Americans, but I've not heard of this.
All right. Well, it's a new world order, ma'am. 800-510-8255. What's your concern here? Donald in Oregon, we're listening to you now.
4 tours of duty for one person is way too much, and the Afghans don't seem to want us there. The Americans don't know who they can trust anymore. The guards and security forces they're training are starting to turn on the Americans, and I think this just shows a total, absolute, complete frustration, and he basically wanted to come home, and hopefully they will get him and the rest of the troops out of that country.
Yeah, well, wanting to come home, yeah, all right. Let's listen to Jim up next from Kentucky. Go ahead, sir.
I don't agree with them charging this soldier. He's over there to do his job to fight a war. They didn't say sorry to us when they bombed the 9/11. They didn't give us no money. And I think it's all one big conspiracy myself, the government and everything. I think it's time to get out of Afghanistan. Bring them home, let them fight themselves. They've been doing it thousands of years. Let them fight themselves. Drop the oil prices here in this country. Bring the jobs back. Getting old.
Yep, it is. 800-510-8255. More coming up from you here on this.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Just off the item that we're on to here for a moment, Alex Jones, the conspiracy-minded radio host, trying to get some press by suggesting Angelina Jolie ought to be arrested for war crimes. He posted online yesterday, quote, Jones, let's see here, his words were, she is an emancipated vampire woman who's been selling genocide. Angelina Jolie, you must just be a useful idiot, but that doesn't matter. You're aiding and abetting corrupt corporate interests that control our government and use its military to expand their empire and steal resources. He continues saying, this is Alex Jones' words, you are nothing but a globalist whore, and you need to be arrested. You need to be brought to justice along with all the other war criminals that are supporting these invasions and selling it as humanitarian. Now let's stir the pot. The Rush Limbaugh crowd, people who don't like people who say things on the air. Is that as bad as what Limbaugh said? 800-510-8255. Okay, back to the callers who are interested in us being in Afghanistan or out of Afghanistan, talking about deployments in general. Art, you have the stage from Brownwood, Texas, sir. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm concerned. I agree with the host and the fact that we've never learned the lesson of war. Anybody that thinks this hasn't happened is not old enough to remember William Calley from the Vietnam War.
Yep.
And here we have the same thing repeated all over again. I think it's time to get out. I don't think we ever should have done it the way we did it. To begin with, we were conducting two wars simultaneously with volunteer troops, and just we've abused them. This cost of these wars is going to completely bankrupt this country, which was one of bin Laden's original intentions, that we would, this country would bankrupt itself. And in that aspect, in that goal, he has succeeded, because we have not begun to even see the tip of the iceberg as far as the total cost, even if we were to withdraw now. It's time to get out. Thank you.
You're welcome. 800-510-8255. Somebody named Punky in Buckeye Lake, Ohio. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My husband was in the Korean War, and he said that if most people would realize what these soldiers go through, what them Koreans did to our American soldiers, that they would understand what these soldiers are going through over in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Well, because we don't do a very good job of teaching history in our schools, probably not likely that people would understand that. But the thing that nobody seems to be able to understand is why this soldier was on his fourth tour of duty when he had a brain injury from Iraq. That's something that nobody seems to be able to explain cogently, because it doesn't probably have an explanation that makes any sense. Donna in Indiana, you're concerned.
That soldier, you know, we really don't know exactly what he has gone through. He could have had a flashback and put him in a situation to where he just didn't know what to do. Four tours, that's too much. That's too much, and I think they need more than a year home on safe side to get them out of that war mentality. It takes a lot, but now, you know, I'm worried about my son because he's going to be deploying pretty soon. He's been to Iraq, and he also went to Haiti, but when he came back home from Iraq, he was a totally different person. And I've seen the nightmares. I've seen the sweats. I've seen him sit up in bed, basically half asleep. And a lot of people, they don't understand it. It's so hard on the parents. It's really hard on the parents because we don't know. So, you know, my prayers go out to that soldier and his family. Because, like I said, we as civilians, we don't understand.
Yeah, what we don't understand is why our men and women are being sacrificed for something that's needless foolishness. Secretary of State Clinton told reporters that she was saddened and shocked by this situation. Mike in Massachusetts, the last word.
The overriding question is, did we learn from history, like from what happened in the Vietnam War? That obviously, we had to do something after the 9/11 attacks. But we should never have sent troops over to Afghanistan or in the Mideast. We should have used our 21st century technology, satellites and missile carrying submarines on the bottom of the Indian Ocean to strike at the targets instead of getting ground troops involved.
All right, sir. Well, pretty frustrating. This won't be the last conversation about this. I bet you're going to listen to a lot more of it during the day today, and we'll talk about it tomorrow here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.